Karabosa, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kama daf Yud Tes. We are here on Yud Tes Amud Aleph at the top here, four lines down, by Rav Ashi. And as usual, our shir and our learning should be b'schus. All the soldiers, all of Am Yisrael, all the captives, right? Mitzvah Shem, we should see a Gula Shlema Bikarov. So again, the Gemara says, by Rav Ashi, again, we've been talking about Sroros. Chatzinez Yitzroros, and we're going to continue to talk about that today up until a new Mishnah on Amud Beis. So, the following shaila was posed by Rav Ashi. Boy Rav Ashi, yesh shinui l'tzraros l'revia nezek, o ein shinui l'tzraros l'revia nezek. Basically, what Rav Ashi is asking is that is there? Now we know that again, the Chachamim, if you remember, machlokas with Simchus chatzin nezek tzraros, do you pay? That's according to the Rabbanon. Do you pay chatzin nezek or do you pay nezek shalem according to Simchus? So saying, assuming you pay chatzin nezek, right? Is there a concept of tam and muad by tzroros? Right? We know there's concept of tam and muad by keren, right? And that if it's muad, it's nezek shalem, and if it's tam, right, it's chatzin nezek. So are you telling me that by tzroros also, I mean, maybe there is a scenario where if the standard payment is chatzin nezek, maybe if it's tam, or it's really what I'm trying to say is that not tam, but it's meshune, if it's a different, an odd type of damage, which is really what tam is, right? A shor is not normal. Not short, ox don't usually gore things. That's the definition of short time. So if it's mishuna, if the damage is strange, if it's mishuna, if it's sort of like a strange type of damages, would that knock it down to a quarter, to be half of the half payment, right? Half of chatzin nezek, right? Is there such a thing, right? Would you, the possibility? So then that's Rav Ashi's kasha. So tipshalei min de Rava, right? You could ask, Gemara tries to say, maybe answer based on Rava, the boy Rava, because Rava asked, yesh ha'adol tzroros, right? He asked the other way. Is there a muad for tzroros? Oh, ain ha'adol tzroros, right? Meaning, Rava wanted to know, is there muad, meaning is there chatzin nezek and nezek shalem, right? Again, by keren, right? You have tam is chatzin nezek, muad is nezek shalem. So by tzroros, if you're starting with chatzin nezek, maybe it flips the other way. Maybe you have that's the standard payment is chatzin nezek, but if you get to muad, right, then you'd have to pay the full damages. Obviously, mechalda ain't shinui at that point, right? Once you're starting chatzin nezek and then you're going up to nezek shalem, obviously you're not going to go down, right? You're not going to drop it down to a quarter to revia. So Gemara says, no, that's not necessarily a good proof, because Dilma Rava Intin Zoloma Kamar. Maybe Rava wasn't sure, meaning he was saying, if you're going to tell me, meaning Intin Zoloma, if you're going to tell me that ain't shuni, that there isn't a shuni, that there's no concept of mishuna tsroros, that unnormal tsroros, i.e., if you're telling me there's no situation of a quarter to knock it down to a quarter, maybe yesha ado ain't ha, then maybe you should knock it up, right, to have chatzin nezek and nezek shalem. Meaning Rava had a misupak both ways, right? Maybe there's a concept of mishuna nezek, right, that would knock it down to reva, half of a half, which is a quarter. And if you say there isn't, and there's only chatzin nezek, maybe that's only chatzin nezek tam, but maybe there's such a concept of muad that would knock it up to full nezek. And then the Gemara says, teku, right, we're not going to answer that. But Tishbi Yitaritz Kusher Subayos, Mitzashem, we'll see Elio and Navi soon, and he can answer all these kashas, all these tekus that we're going to have on today's page. But Rav Ashi says, koach kocho l'simchus, koach kocho l'simchus, kekocho dami olo. Does simchus hold? Well, the Gemara will explain in a second. But does simchus hold of the halacha l'moshe Sinai that chatzin ezek tzoros? Right? The Chachamim said the chatzin ezek tzoros, that's halacha l'moshe Sinai. Maybe simchus holds of the halacha l'moshe Sinai, even though he disagrees and says that tzoros is nezek shalem. Maybe simchus holds that the halacha l'moshe Sinai is simply koach kocho, right? It's simply the secondary damage, right? If an animal is walking, a rock goes out and hits a kli, and then the kli hits a second kli, maybe that simchus would agree is chatzin ezek, right? Mi gamer halacha moki like we call kocho, o dema lo gamer, right? Halacha klal. Now maybe he doesn't hold of the halacha l'moshe Sinai at all. Maybe does he, and he applies that to a secondary action, or maybe he doesn't hold of the halacha l'moshe Sinai at all, and therefore take the Gemara says we don't have an answer for that. If the animal, again, that's our Mishnah, right? If the animal was walking, right, and again that what's it called? It kicked out, or there were tzoros that were going out from underneath its leg, right? And it broke kelim, right? Mishalim chatzin nezek, right? Didn't see the two dots there, right? And then it's going to pay chatzin nezek. Obviously, that's a quote from our Mishnah. So Gemara says iboy lehu, right? So they ask the shaila, hechi kamar. What is the Mishnah, right, really saying? What do you mean? Haisamav, it doesn't mean either. Haisamav etas vezika biata, right? It was walking, and it kicked, right, when it was walking. Oh, tzoros, or Tsuros went out. Korchayu, meaning normal Tsuros, a case where the animal was walking normally and it kicked out pebbles and rocks and whatever and it broke something. And in that case, Misham Chazinazek, right? And that's Rabbanatin, that's Rabbanashita, who hold a Chazinazek. That Tsuros is Chazinazek. O Dilma Haisim Avetis Vezigib Buta, O Tsuros Machmas Biut. Or maybe the animal was kicking, or it kicked and then pebbles went out. Meaning, is this a normal case of Tsuros or an abnormal, right? A Mishuna case of Tsuros. Right? And in that case, right, we're talking, in that scenario, we're talking about a strange case of Tsuros and Kiorche Mishalim Chazin Nezik Shalim. But the regular case of Tsuros, according to our Mishnah, would pay Nezik Shalim and Mani Sumchazi. And then that's Sumchazi Shitas. Who's the Mishnah like? The Rabbanan or Sumchaz? So the Gemara says, Tashma mi safe, I'll bring you a case from the second part of the Mishnah. Darsa. If it sat or stepped on a kli and it broke it, and then a piece of that kli went out and broke a second kli, on the first one that it sat on, you pay nezek shalim. On the second one that the piece of the kli went out and broke the second kli, that's going to be chazinezek. Well, v'imsu sumchas mi isli chazinezek. Well, sumchas doesn't hold of chazinezek, right, at all. V'i chitema rishon la taza, right. Sheni la'ataza, and if you tell me no, what it means is that Sukkos does mean that. I mean, if you tell me that the case is that the first one is the first one that got broken by the kli, meaning the animal sat in a kli, right? The kli broke, damaged another kli, and the rishon means in our Mishnah that says you pay chatzinazek is the first kli that was damaged by a kli, i.e., it's the second kli, and then the sheni in the Mishnah is sheni la'ataza is the second kli damaged by a kli, i.e., it's another kli, a third kli that we didn't mention yet. And that case, and there would tell me that Sukkos holds by a case of that, of Kol Kocho, right, when it's two steps removed from the animal, that he will pay Chazinazek, and that's where Sukkos holds Chazinazek. The Sukkos been Kol Kocho Lokocho, and Sukkos has a difference, right, given Kol Kocho Lokocho, that's exactly what we asked a few minutes ago. Eloha, the boy of Ashi, Kol Kocho Sukkos, Kol Kocho Dami, or Lav Kol Kocho Dami. Right, Tiv Shulei Dilav Kokoko Dami. Maybe you could answer that Shaila of Rav Ashi that Sumchus, yes, will hold of Chatzinezek, right, by two steps removed, right? If the Kli broke a Kli and then the Kli broke another Kli, right, and that maybe that would be Chatzinezek, and that would be that then the Mishnah is like Sumchus, right? And then you can answer Rav Ashi's Kasha. Skumar says, no, Rav Ashi, Kerabonan Mokile. No, Rav Ashi will hold that our Mishnah is the Chachamin, right? Uboy Lehachi, and therefore the Shaila. Is like this. Right? If the animal was kicking, right, or as the first way we learned, right, or the pebbles came out normally, so you pay chazinazek. And now the shaila, meaning the shaila is because of the kick that made rocks go out. And that would be revia nezek. Right, that you would end up as the shayla we had at the beginning of today, right? Maybe you would have a 1/4 payment, right, for tsuros if it's a strange way of doing tsuros. I mean, oh, Delmar, maybe ha'isem avetzav ezikah bebuto tsuros machmas biut chatzinazek. Or maybe we're saying that if the kick, again, the same way to understand the words, that if it was kicking and it damaged with the kick, or the tsuros came out because of the kick, that's also chatzinazek, and not you don't pay a quarter nezek. And vein shinui, and there is no scenario where you would pay mishuna damage. For Tsuros. And therefore, take it, right? We don't have an answer for that. Okay. Good. Boimine Rabbi Amma, Rabbi Abba Barmal, Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Chia Barabba. The following Shaila. Haisa Malach has been welcome. She Efshala Ella Imkain Menatezes. Right? Oh, animals walking in a gravel, you know, driveway, and it's impossible for it. For it not to kick up rocks. And then ubata vetiza vizika. And then, right, not when it's walking, but when it kicked up rocks, which is mishuna normally in the regular street. If it kicked and kicked up the rocks, that's the mishuna, that's strange. But here, it was impossible for it not to walk and kick up rocks, and therefore it kicked and it also kicked up rocks. Ma, what's the din? Kim di evshola orchayu. Since it's impossible for it not to kick up rocks, that regardless of how it did it, that's the normal way for the animal to walk through a gravel driveway. Odilmar, maybe hashtamia machmas biut kamatazna kamenatza tsuros. Or maybe no. We say that still it's kicking. Right? We say that it's not normal. It's not orche, and therefore it'd be mishuna regular case of kicking right? And that would be, right, obviously that would be not chayiv, meaning if it's regular tzoros, it's chatzi nezek, and if it's kicking, right, then it's mishuna, then you maybe you would have to pay, maybe you'd have to pay a quarter, maybe you'd have to pay a reva. That's what the Gemara says, take, we don't have an answer for that either. Ba'yimine, Rabbi Yirmiyat, Rabbi Zera. Ha'isim alachas b'shus sarabim, and as a gears here, we take out the word ubiyata, because we're going to see that this is, the shayla is, if it's normal for the animal to do it, right, and we say, you know, kicking up rocks is not necessarily... not necessarily normal, but okay. So either way, so let's skip the parentheses. The animal is walking b'shus harabim, ha'isa malachas b'shus harabim, ve'tiza ve'zika, right? And then it kicks up rocks, right? And it while it's normally walking, right? And then it damaged. So ma, what's the din? The karen midamin alei ve'chayeves. Odoma told that the regular uptura is tsroros. The regular case is tsroros. Yeah, is that like karen? And therefore, it's going to be chayiv in shus harabim, or is that like regel, or is it potter in shus harabim? Meaning, tsroros is similar to karen and regel in specific ways. Meaning, tsroros is similar to karen in the sense that you pay chatzin nezek, right? You're only paying chatzin nezek by karen, right? You have a concept of tam. And it's also similar to regel, right? Because tsroros is orche, is normal, right? Is the normal way of walking, right? So, and therefore, meaning regel is potter in shus harabim. So that's the kasha. Meaning, is it Karen, which is chayav in shus harabim, or is it Karen regel, which is potter in shus harabim? Amarlei, so Rabbi Zera said back to him, Mistava told the regel who. Seems like it's told to the regel, and therefore again you're going to be potter, right, for tsroros, right, in shus harabim. Good. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara says, "Hiti b'shus harabim v'zika b'shus hayachid mahu." What about if the animal was walking b'shus harabim, right? But then the pebble went, and the rock went and kicked and damaged, not kicked. The animal's walking with Shizarabim, and you have to be careful what you say, because kick and walk is different, right? If animal's walking with Shizarabim, and it knocks some rocks, okay, rocks scoot out from underneath it, and then the rocks damage, not in Rosh Hashanah, but the damage is in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, right? Again, if you tell me that it's going to be potter, if it's regel, then it's potter in Rosh Hashanah. Good. But let's say the damage happened in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. The animal was walking in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, but the damage happened in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So I'm like, so Rabbi Zera said back to him, Akira Enkan, Anoche Enkan. Meaning there's no, you're not going to be chayav for the Akira, for the kicking of the rocks, or the initiating of the rocks movement. So you're not going to be chayav for when the rock, you know, lands and damages a kli, even if that is in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So now we're going to have three kashas on this opinion. And Rabbi Zera, in each case, is going to say that he took back, right, he retracted, he took back what he just said, meaning that actually you would be chayiv. Meaning originally here he's saying that you'd be potter. Now we're going to take back, we have three cases of, right, that's going to take us on Amud Beis, and each time Rabbi Zera is going to say that I take it back what I said. Okay, Ezve, one kasha. Ha'isa ma'aleches b'derech ve'etizo b'im reshuz yachob b'im reshuz harabim chayiv. If he was walking in the, regardless of where he was in, reshuz harabim, reshuz yachob, right, it's roros, right, the animal knocks pebbles, knocks rocks into something and breaks it, you're going to be chayiv. Ma'alav etizo b'reshuz harabim, he teaser b'shus harabim, fezika b'shus harabim. Isn't that entirely happening in the b'shus harabim? So lo, I said b'shus, I teaser b'shus harabim, fezika b'shus yochid. No, it's our case where it actually kicked up the rocks, not kicked. It actually hit the rocks and sent it into b'shus yochid, and that's where it damaged. Ah, if I'm Arta Akira and Kana Nachanei Kana, but didn't you tell me you're potter over here? So I'm like, so Rabbi Zera said back to him, Hadrubi, I take back, right, my original shita. Second kasha. Yisrael asked the following shayla. This is our Mishnah. Darza ala kli v'shavra. So right, the animal sat on a kli and broke it. V'nof ala shavra ala kli achar v'shavra. Right, and the kli went out, and the piece of that kli went out and broke another kli. Al rishon mishalim nezek shalim v'al acharon mishalim chatzin nezek. Right, for the first, right, for the first kli he pays full nezek, right, nezek shalim, and the second one, that's case of tsaros, he pays chatzin nezek. V'tani ala, and we said about this, that b'medvar amurim, what are we talking about? That's b'shus nezek. That's only if it happens in the guy's property. Rav should say rabim, but if it's in rishus rabim, so then al rishon apetura v'al acharon chayeves. On the first one, you're going to be potter, right, for sitting. The second one, you're going to be chayev. That's tsaros. My love, itiz b'shus rabim, rizik b'shus rabim. Lo, itiz b'shus rabim, rizik b'shus yochid. No, the case is where it happened. Exactly our case where it happened, he kicked it out right into Rosh Hashanah. Ah, if Amarta Akira Inkan and Acha Inkan, didn't you say that you're going to be potter in that case? I'm like, how'd you be? Yeah, sure enough, I took it back. And finally, Eni, right, a third kasha. Right, are really not going to be chayiv for tzoros in Rosh Hashanah? The Amar Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein Chatzin Nezek Chaluk. There's no splitting There's no difference between Chatzin Nezek, Lo B'Shus Rachid, or Shus Rabim. Whether it happens B'Shus Rachid, or Shus Rabim, you're going to be Chayiv in both cases. My law, V'ti B'Shus Rabim, V'tiza B'Shus Rabim. Isn't the case where V'zika B'Shus Rabim, where doesn't it mean when the animal hit the rocks and B'Shus Rabim and it damaged B'Shus Rabim? Lo, V'tiza B'Shus Rabim, V'zika B'Shus Rachid. No, it's our case where he hit it in B'Shus Rabim and the damage was in B'Shus Rachid. Ah, V'amarta Akira and Kana El Nachin Kan. Then you tell me it's no difference, right? I mean, you're going to be put in that case. Amar Leis, he said back, sure enough, Hajibi, right? I take it back. If Iboy Yisema, finally we have a little bit of a difference over here. Or you could say that Rabbi Yochanan is not talking about Soros, Kiyam Rabbi Yochanan a Karen. Rabbi Yochanan is simply talking about Karen. Wait, and that's talking about Chatzin Ezek by Karen, by Tom. Right, again, that's going to be Chayiv in both Shus Yochanan, Shus Rabim. That's a good, the Gemara is going to say slightly differently later, but that would be Rabbi Yochanan Shita in terms of Karen. Right, you could say that, and therefore it's not relevant to our situation at all, according to that understanding. Okay, Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, that's not Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, that's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's grandson. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was sitting, Rabbi Yoshia, Iklai, the Rabbi Yehuda, they came, Rabbi Yoshia came to visit Rabbi Yehuda, what happened? Not sure exactly. What is that? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yoshia were hanging out together, okay? Not sure exactly who came where. Okay, fine. Nothing milsa beinayu, and they're asking the following shayla. Kishkisha biznava mahu. What's the din? Right, when the animal wags its tail. Right, what's the din? Right, Amri Lai said to him. Right, Idach. Amri Lai Idach. I'm sorry. The other one said to him. Meaning, one of them asked the other one. And the other one responded. What do you want the owner to do? Right, to walk and hold its tail. Idach. The Gemara says. Well, so he said back to him. Well, he carried nami. Well, what about his horn? Well, if you're telling me that it's normal for the animal to walk around. Right, so that's so you should. So you, I mean, you don't have to hold the tail, right? So maybe you could say the same thing by a horn, and yet you say that the shore gores and damages with its horn. Maybe you tell me you can't hold the ox's horn. Well, why should we ever be chayav for the ox's horn? Why? So maybe you should have to hold the horn the whole time, and then you should be potter. Right? Meaning you can't do that. Meaning it's impossible. You don't walk around right, with a hand on a leash and a hand on the dog's tail. So it's likewise, you can't walk around with a hand on the reins of an ox and also holding its keren, its horn. And therefore, why are you chayev for that? I mean, but obviously you are chayev because that's, you know, that's a preferish in the Torah. So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta. Well, those are different. Keren lav orche ha orche. Because keren, it is not normal necessarily for an ox to lower its horns and gore somebody. But for a dog, right? Man, or whatever animal, horse, whatever it is, right? They always swish their tails all the time. Chimiyachad orche maimi boy. Well, okay, but if it's normal, so what, maimi boy, what's the shayla? Meaning, so, what's the shayla b'chol? So Gemara says, kishkush yisera mi boile. Now, the shayla is if it really, really wags its tail. Meaning, maybe that's not considered to be, right, maybe that's considered to be mishuna, and then, you know, and therefore you would be chayv. Okay. Boy Revina Kishkisa ba Masama, right? On the other hand, right, let's say the animal moved around its aver, right, its private parts, and then damaged somehow. Right, is it similar to Karen? Karavlavi, it's a takfa katakefle hakanami loshna. Because by the case of a Karen, when the animal gores, right, its yetzer, its nature, I don't know, yitzhara, but its nature kind of like urged it to gore something. So too over here, its nature is urging it to move it. Odelna, or maybe Karen Kavanas Alhazik, ha in Kavanas Alhazik. Or maybe, right, the animal is intending to damage something with its horn. Right here, the intention is not damage, right, but it is moving it. So then Gemara says, take you, right, we don't have an answer for that. Okay. Lishaber, right? Chickens walk around, right? They always break. And then we pointed out, right, if you have a bucket or something tied to its leg, right, so then you're going to pay chatzi nezek. So Amar Ravuna lo shanu ela shenikshar me'elav. That's only, right, if the bucket or whatever that got tied to the chicken's leg on its own. I mean, the chicken stepped into the rope and started dragging the whatever. Avokshar adam, and that's in that case, you're going to pay chatzi nezek. But Aksharu Adam, if someone tied it to the chicken's leg, right, so then you're going to be chayiv. So Gemara says, Niksham Eilav Man Chayiv. One second, why in the world, if the chicken's walking around and got its leg stuck on a chain or a bucket or whatever, right? And it broke. Why would you be chayiv? Ile, meaning who is going to be chayiv? Maybe if you tell me the guy who owns the bucket. So what's the case, right? Eat the atzne. If he put it away, it's tucked in the closet, and somehow the chicken got it out and started walking around with his bucket. So it's onazu. That's an onus. That's a complete accident. That's not his problem. Right? That's a crazy situation. He shouldn't have to pay for that. He lo atzne. And if he left it out in the middle of the yard, then pshayahu. Then it's negligent. Chickens walk around there. They could damage it. Right? You shouldn't forget chatzi nezek. You should pay nezek shalim. Ela chayiv bal tarnagol. But if you tell me the chicken's owner is chayiv, meaning assuming that they're different people, if you're telling me the guy who owns a chicken is chayiv, maishna kuli nezek dalo, right? Why shouldn't he pay nezek shalim? The ktiv, because Pazik says, ki yiftach ish bor, velo shor bor. Pazik says that a person has to dig a pit and not an animal, right? Chatzin nezek nami, ish bor, velo shor bor. So too, by chatzin nezek also, it says that it has to be done by a person. Meaning that the Torah basically learns out that the concept of chatzin nezek, right, doesn't apply if an animal did it on its own. Right? It's only a man-made occurrence. Just like a bore, a pit, it has to be a man-made situation. So too, chatzin nezek also. So why in the world would you pay chatzin nezek in a case where the owner of the chicken did it? Because mimanoshach, right? The chicken is the one who's created this whole situation. So the Gemara says, Elamas Nisan, bid adiye adiye. So the Mishnah is talking about chatzin nezek, where the chicken knocked or kind of chucked the item it was attached to into something else. Meaning it's a case of tsoros. Meaning the chicken knocked out a rock or something that was tied to its leg or whatever. Like, you imagine these, like, you know, these chains are flying around. The chicken walks in. I can't even imagine. But the chicken knocks some sort of item into something else and then it breaks it. Right, that's a case of tsoros. We started with this lo shanu el shenik shem eilav, is attached by itself, but if someone else tied it to him, it's going to be chayiv. That wasn't on our mission at all. That was ba'alma idmar, right? That was just in general, right? Delil hefker, that if something you have a bucket that's hefker, right, and someone got damaged by that case, then amar Ravuna nikshem eilav potter ksharo adam chayiv. That if it happened by itself, then obviously you're going to be potter, because, you know, no one owns it. But if someone actually tied it, right, to itself, right, then you're going to be chayev. The Gemara says, "Meshum my chayev." Why should he be chayev? Right? What model of damage is there? Samra vuna bar manoach meshum boro misgalgal bragli adam bragli behema. Right? We quoted this before. It's a pit. It's a bore. Bore is usually stationary. So yeah, there's a concept of a bore that gets kicked around by the feet of animals and people. Right? So that, in that case, someone is going to be chayiv. Right? There's a machlokos over here. Rashi Tosfos, right? If it's because the guy who tied the bucket to the chicken was kone it and he acquired it, and therefore it's his, right? As Rashi says, or Tosfos says, even if you don't, not makabel ownership, right? Okay, fine. Either way, you can check that out. New Mishnah. Let's do a little bit of the Mishnah, a little bit of the Gemara. Ketzed Hashen Mu'edes Lechol is haroyla. How is Shane normal? If the animal eats what it's normally eating, behema met is lechol pears v'yirakos. Right, animal behema eats fruit and vegetables. Alka ksus okelim. Right, forget a goat. Right, but if it eats like clothing or utensils or kelim, so mishalim chatzinazik. That's mishuna. You're going to pay chatzinazik. B'medvarim amurim. When is that? When is that? Sorry, one second. Hold on. Yeah, okay. B'medvarim amurim b'shus hanizak. That's only in the Rishus HaNizak. Habo Rishus HaRabim potter. But if it's going to happen in Rishus HaRabim, right, then you're going to be potter. Vim nenis, but if the animal benefits, though, in Rishus HaRabim, right, Mishalem, again, that's a regular, that's Shein B'Rishus HaRabim, right, we said that that's potter, right, it has to be Bir B'Ster Acher, right, it has to be in the Rishus HaNizak. Good? So in Rishus HaRabim, Shein is going to be potter. But Vim nenis, but if the animal, right, kind of munches on some apples, right, and in the Rishus HaRabim, still Mishalem is Mashanenis, you have to pay what the animal benefited, i.e., you had to feed the animal dinner, so now it ate already, so you have to pay, right, the value of the apples, or the minimum value of what you would have given this animal to eat. Ketzah mishalamish mashananis. What's the case of that? Akhla mitoch harachava. If it ate in the street. So mishalem is mashenenis. Then you pay, right, mashenenis, what the animal benefited. I feel like the Gemara will explain that it's basically, we'll see what, exactly how much that is, but it's less than, let's say, the damage that it has caused. Mitzidei harachava, but on the sidewalk, from the sides of the Rishus HaRabim, mishalem is mashenezika, then you pay what the animal damaged. Now, there's also another machlokas Rashi Tosis over here. Rashi says that, why do you pay on the tzidei Rishus HaRabim, or tzidei harachava, on the sides, on the sidewalk? So Rashi, fascinating, says that it's kedin keren tam. It's like keren tam, chatzi nezek. And if it would be mu'at, then it would be nezek shalim. Tosus doesn't like that at all. Tosus doesn't like that whatsoever. And all the other Rishonim, if I'm not mistaken, also jump on Rashi. And basically what they mean to say, what the Pashup Shad I would have understood, is that simply because that's considered to be Rishus HaYochid. Right, again, that's the split we just made in the top of the Mishnah, right? We say Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, right? And then Rashi all of a sudden throws in Karen Tam, it's Chasin Ezek, or we get out of the realm of Shein for some reason, and all the other Rishonim don't like that so much, and they say basically because the sides of the street are called, right, Rishus HaYochid. Okay, fine. Mipesach HaChanos is similarly from the outside or the entrance of a store, Meshalemesh Mashanenis, you pay as if it's Rishus HaRab, that's considered Rishus HaRabim, so you only pay Mashanenis, and Mitoch HaChanos, if you guys, you know, the horse sticks his mouth into the store, so then Meshalemesh Mashazika, that's Rishus HaYochid, and he's going to pay what it damaged. Tanar Rabbanan will learn the Rabbis, so let's do a little bit further. Hashem Wedis Lechol Zaroyla, right? The animal normally eats what it's normally eating. Ketzad, how does it work? Behemah Shenechnas Alachatzer Anizak. The animal goes into the damaged party's property va'achla and it eats its food. Oakland Haruyin Law Veshasa Mashkan Haruyin Law. If it eats food it normally eats, then Meshalim Nezek Shalim, then you have to pay the full damages. Vehin is so to Chaya Shenechnas Alachatzer Anizak. So to a Chaya. Let's say a wild animal that you were obviously in charge of, right? Not that some random wild animal. So a tarfa behemah v'achla basar and it ripped up, it tore up an animal and it ate its meat. So Meshalim Nezek Shalim, you pay full Nezek. The parash achlish saorim and the chomer shachl karshinim. This Rashi points out that that's the opposite food. It's not normal, as the Gemara will also, you'll see in a second, that that's not the normal food for a cow. Saorim is usually donkey food. Karshinim is usually cow food. Kelev shalikig is a shaman, a dog that licked up oil. Chazir shachl chadich shabazer, and a pig that ate meat. Again, things that they don't necessarily eat all the time. In that case, mishalman nezek shalim, you pay full damages. And this is again probably where Rashi got it from. Amar Rav Papa hash damarta kol midi delav orchei v'achle alidei adchak shmei achila. Rav Papa says, now you just told me that things that animals don't usually eat, but they will eat if they're really hungry, if they've got nothing else, if that's called achila, that's called normal eating, and you have to pay nezek shalem. So therefore, I'll also add a couple other examples. Hayshunra de'achol tamri, if a cat eats dates, v'chamra de'achol binita, and a donkey that eats, I'm not sure what that is, binita, usually a fish, I feel like. Some sort of, does Rashi tell us what that is? I don't remember what that is. Okay, either way, eat something that nut doesn't normally eat. Mishalim Nezek Shalim, you're going to pay full Nezek. Okay, fine. We're going to stop here. There's going to be a bit of a story. The Gemara is going to analyze exactly what happened. So let's call it here. We'll go Vayter and Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.